As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hello.
Listen, think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. It's Monday, so the vibes are killing it today. Our Cache Creek Casino broadcast is coming up. It's our first big live show in quite some time, and we'd love you to be at it. All this week, head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win. It's an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort. And 2 reserved seats to our live broadcast on May 9th, which Maddie tells me is very exclusive. Mm. It's going to be a small crowd. Like, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, anybody who comes up can come to the broadcast, but we're giving away 10 spots total.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do they get? Well, like special front row seats or something?
Well, they get a nice little, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're saying anybody can come up?
Yeah, people can come up if they want to come up to Cache Creek and be there in the morning to watch
Goodness.
Us. Yeah.
So these were given away a night.
Yeah.
You come and stay,
and then
you get reserved seats.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, now I understand. I see. I thought it was just going to be us and 20 people.
It probably, who knows? You know, who knows? Who knows?
I think it sounds really fun. That sounds great. I didn't realize it was like anybody can come up. Now I know. But I also thought that the 20 people sounded fun too. That also sounded good. I'm just trying to get all straight in my head. Anyway. Go to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win an overnight stay at Cache Creek Casino Resort and 2 reserved seats for our live broadcast on May 9th. But you can just come over.
We were talking about nicknames. Smooth is yours. Smooth.
Yeah, I know. All the time. I'm always just amazed myself at like how I don't get hung up on the wrong thing at exactly the wrong time ever. That never happens.
Very smooth.
There is also a grand prize, which includes the 2 seats for the live broadcast. And a full weekend stay at the luxury Cache Creek Casino Resort. All the details are at RadioAlice.com. But go take a look at this. Google Cache Creek because it's beautiful. It's up in the mountains. It's gorgeous. You'll love it. And we'll love seeing you there. And it's been a long time since we've done a live broadcast. So come help us so we're not too nervous. You know, you can tell a story, guys. You got this. You know, stuff like that. You know, Vinny gets really nervous.
I'm known for that.
Yes.
My jitters.
I know.
It's a thing.
Poor thing. So come up and help Vinny. That would be a very nice thing for you to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coachella weekend number 2. So Coachella is in the books. I guess Stagecoach happens at the same place, I think, this weekend. So I'm sure we'll have, Stagecoach highlights next week. But today we're going to talk about this past weekend at Coachella.
I wonder what it's like to live there when you have this huge thing come through, blows through town. There's a month or maybe even with the month of lead up and they're putting up billboards and all the.
But it is 3 solid big weekends
packed.
In a row. Yeah.
And then nothing.
And then back to crickets.
Right.
If they can even survive in the desert, tumbleweeds.
But they're probably already looking ahead to our next big year.
I bet you that they hang a lot of their a lot of the success of whatever towns are local, like whatever hotels and mm-hmm. all the restaurants. I mean, that's, they probably place a lot of importance on those being, it being well attended.
Yeah.
So Benson Boone trolled the crowd by bringing out a cardboard cutout of Queen's Brian May. Last week, he brought actual Brian May out, and the crowd was like, who's that? We don't care. No one cares. But they, I guess everyone was happy to see cardboard
cut out. Oh, did they realize, like, oh, how embarrassing last week's audience had no idea.
Last week, those guys are losers.
Sheesh.
This week.
This weekend, I
know what to do.
On my iTunes, there was a new Miles Davis album. He's a jazz guy, whether you care or not. It was a new album that I
pressed play on, yeah.
And then it wasn't working. It wasn't clicking into my van the way it should, so I couldn't get to listen to it. And then I'm driving down the road from the skate park with my kids, and it just comes on.
Oh.
And Isla goes, oh, I like this. This sounds like something I'd play when I'm throwing a dinner party. And of course, I went, oh, your mom is going to be so proud of you. Mm. Her mom loves to throw dinner mm-hmm. parties. That's her mm. thing. Like, mm-mm-mm. Oh, just
the... Gotta curate the perfect
Isla
playlist.
At the age of 11, imagining herself playing Miles Davis while throwing a dinner. And I just went, oh my goodness. And so I go, yes, Miles Davis. He's considered one of the greatest musicians. And before I can finish the sentence, the clown in the back seat goes, oh God, here we go again. The greatest, tell us everything he did. And I'm like, Jesus. I'm just trying to help you guys know that there was some music was played before the current bands
your
you
listen
to.
Your dumb boy bands can take a hike. They don't even write their own music.
And by the way, the kid in the back who was making fun of me, trying to tell her about Miles Davis, if that kid had been a boy, that kid's name would be Miles.
Aww.
Mom wanted Miles because she's a runner.
Oh, funny.
Not because she loves jazz.
Right.
And I, of course, went, oh, I can get on board with that. Yeah. I'm down.
I have a nephew. I guess he's sort of, he's a cousin, nephew-ish, Brad's kid. His name is Miles.
Oh.
But he was named for Miles Standish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pilgrim. Yeah. Or being, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like from that time. Like one of the people who so sort of grew New England.
Oh, so they.
Miles Standish is like a big state park there, and there's like a statue. And
your cousin's a big fan.
My cousin's like into, he, you know. The whole Mayflower thing. The people he's like on both sides of his family. He's got Mayflower, original Mayflower people.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So he's part of the original.
So Miles.
20.
Miles apparently is, you know.
Okay.
I didn't name my kids that way.
Kilometer.
I just went, I like this one. What?
Which is the name of the Miles. It was like
kilometer.
Kilometer.
Yeah. Kilo and Miles.
They were in Europe.
Right. Lady Gaga's microphone malfunctioned during Abracadabra. Do you want to just play this and then we can hear her. So she's Lady Gaga's on stage. She's killing it. She's rocking out.
Yeah.
She's doing her
this
song.
Is just the apology.
Oh,
yeah, here you go.
Thank you so much for singing and dancing all night long. I'm sorry. My mic was broken for a second. At least, you know, I sing live.
Yay!
And I guess all we can do is our best, right? I'm definitely giving you my best tonight. I love you so much.
Meanwhile, somebody's head's rolling backstage. What do you mean, Mike screwed up? She's so great.
It's one of those things.
Be great to see her live, wouldn't it? Mm.
I've seen her before. She was really very, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Ty Dolla $ign played video of his brother, Big TC, singing from prison, accompanied by a live choir on stage. So that was...
In prison.
Yeah, it's video that he played, and a chorus sang along with him. It wasn't like he was piped in that day from prison. But that's just good fun. There was a conductor named Gustavo Dudamel.
Dudamel?
Dudamel. D-U-D-A-M-E-L. Hmm? Dudamel. Dudamel. And the LA Philharmonic.
Dudamel.
Yeah. Gustavo Dudamel. Dudamel. Whatever. This conductor and the LA Philharmonic did a set on Saturday night with guest appearances by Dave Grohl, Cynthia Erivo, Natasha Bedingfield. I haven't heard her name for a while. I mean, we still play. The rest is still on victim. It's a good song. And then they had a bunch of people who came and sat in with them. The Philharmonic, the LA Philharmonic did a set. And then there was a whole Green Day thing, like a feud with Charlie XCX. They're just having fun. She wore a sash that says something like, should have been the headliner.
And then
they wore a sash that said, what were the headliner? Should have been, were, or was headliner. And then Billie Joe Armstrong put a brat hat on. So it sounds like they were just all having
a good time. Just best of friends.
Charlie was seen wearing a sash that read, Miss should be headliner. There you go. Mm. Mm, mm, mm. I know. So that's fun. They had a good time. Snoop Dogg is in the news today.
How's Snoop doing?
Well,
I haven't, you know.
According to this video, he's
given
up.
We couldn't get away from him for a minute there. And then now he seems to. Now you bring his name up.
First, he won the Olympics.
He's been on a break.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He put out last year in 2024, he released Last Dance with Mary Jane, Snoop Dogg style, which I don't love it. But it does have the hook. And
it's a cover of the Tom Petty song.
No, it's more like a, you know, how they sample a chunk and then they make a song around it. And it's, but he did it for 420 and Easter, I guess, yesterday. He put out the video for the song. And it is, I did wind up watching it. I don't love the song, but I did think, oh, there's a lot of like semi-animated Tom Petty. It's kind of like one of those, I don't know, it almost looks like a cutout, like of a photo of someone and they kind of move them along. And so there's some Tom Petty in it, like photos of him, but it's sort of animated. And so Snoop released this for 420. This was his big thing. And it looks like Tupac's in it and Bob Marley and lots of weed is in it.
All right.
And so Method Man, Redman, B-Real, Wiz Khalifa, they're all in it, all animated.
Oh, all right.
Oh, and Dr. Dre and Jelly Roll are in it. Wow. Yeah. Boy, it just has everyone. And Mary Jane is a lady made of weed that he wants to get with. He wants to smash it. So there's that. And by the way, at the very beginning, he goes back in time as himself. So I think some of those are real pictures of him as a little kid.
So the story is this, he just released this new video.
Just the video. I guess the song's been out, but the video's out now. And his doctor's telling him, your lungs are black, you can't smoke anymore. So he's having his last dance with Mary Jane.
In real life or just on the video?
I think just on the video. I can't imagine that he's actually given up weed.
Well, they make soda now. He can just drink that.
That's true. If he still wants THC.
Doobie soda.
Mm-hmm.
Is better than no doobie at all, right?
That's a good name for soda, and actually you should suggest that at the next doobie meeting.
Doobies.
I'm thinking doobie soda. He says he took his first hit off a joint at age 5. And this is one of the lyrics in the song. I don't know if that's true, but he is singing it. There's some craziness happening.
I hope there wasn't a grown-up there handing that to him, but okay.
Well, I mean, where else would he have gotten it from?
Hopefully other kids, because that is really embarrassing that a grown-up would say, you know what, you got to try to a 5-year-old. Sheesh.
I always wonder
you're
about,
not even in kindergarten. I mean, most, or you maybe you just got to kindergarten.
I know. It's depressing to think that somebody handed a 5-year-old a joint, that someone wasn't there actively protecting a 5-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But they say, you know, sometimes kids are dealing in middle school. Their older brother hands them, hey, get rid of these at recess.
Is that what happened to you?
Seventh grade. Well, when I was in middle school, I knew who to go to get a joint.
In middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I'm not saying that I was smoking it, but there were definitely kids who were. You weren't by eighth grade?
No.
Really?
I think we were stealing cigarettes from Doyle, Jason's dad. So we would smoke cigarettes. We would get cloves,
mm-hmm.
and that would give you a head rush. And mm-hmm. we'd be like, oh, this is crazy. The time I remember like getting high was ninth grade.
Yeah. That's so funny. Ninth and 10th grade were my big stoner years.
I practically made a porno movie.
Oh.
In
what?
Sixth period. This was after lunch. So we did it at lunch.
You got stoned at lunch.
Yes.
And then you made a porno movie.
Well, no. I came back to class, bought a big stick popsicle.
Oh. And you were just going to town on that
thing. And it was so delicious. And I just truly didn't realize until someone went, bro.
At least stop groaning as you're
and smacking your face with it like it's really too much.
Mushroom slap.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm out of time, Vinny. On that note, let's leave that in everyone's brain. What do you got coming up?
Me with big stick all over my face. Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Since you've been gone. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talk about on the show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the best mom ever.
Best mom ever.
Starting next week, our iconic Mother's Day contest, Best Mom Ever, is back. Head to RadioAlice.com and tell us why your mom is the best mom ever, and you'll be entered for a chance to have the radio station named after her all day Mother's Day.
Super cool.
Regretta at 97.3.
Oh, your mom's name's Regretta?
Betsy.
Oh, Betsy.
That's Bertha.
Bertha.
Wanda. Mm-hmm. At 90, whatever. Yeah. Whatever her name is, we'll call it that.
You just have to tell us why. Enter to win.
Right. Plus, you'll enter for a chance to win an overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, including complimentary brunch with champagne. It's all part of the Best Mom Ever contest. Go to RadioAlice.com.
Sweet.
Meet you there.
All right.
Okay, so we do have blue skies now over the city the fine city of San Francisco. Mostly sunny expected today. Warm, as high as 80, depending on where you're at. The Pope has passed away. Rest in peace. Now the Catholics are very busy trying to pick a new one.
Right.
The Warriors won last night, 95-85. They next play Wednesday night at 6:30. We all got to be there for that. Like, don't.
Warriors.
Wednesday night. I'll remind you, 6:30.
Oh. It's a little late for me.
It's not. You'll be fine. Mm-mm. Besides, now with all your late night hot tubbing.
I'm not doing it in late night. I told you, I had to wait till this past weekend just for it to be dark enough. It's so bright out. It's broad daylight at 6:30 now. God.
Oh, we'll begin with a story of love.
Oh, love. I love love.
A guy named Mitchell O'Brien got swallowed by sand at a beach on Lake Michigan last weekend.
Uh-oh.
He was walking with his best friend, a coworker named Brianne Sika. Oh. Sika.
He's walked just a coworker.
Coworker named Brianne Sika.
What's his name again?
Mitchell O'Brien.
Mitchell O'Brien and Brianne Sika. They're walking. They're just walking with a dog down the beach.
Well, I don't. Did someone say something about a dog?
I just assumed.
No, you know. There's no dog.
We'll go for a walk.
Don't add stuff. Do not add stuff. Anyway, there's Mitchell and Brianne walking down the road.
Just friends. Just coworkers. Friends.
The beach swallowed him like quicksand, and he was buried up to his waist.
Oh, no.
They both called 911, and at the exact same time, she referred to him, "My boyfriend!" And he said, "I heard that. My girlfriend!"
Wait, were they both swallowed? Or was,
nope.
Okay, just him.
Just him.
But she's like freaking out. But their coworkers, she freaks out. Like, calls us,
I guess because, you know,
in her head,
my good friend. Right. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I couldn't say that. I guess I went boyfriend because, you know, I
love you.
It turned out they've both had crushes on each other for years.
Mm.
And it just took the ground swallowing Mitchell up. Uncork
like a romance novel.
That block.
Oh no. I can't lose you. You're the boyfriend I never had.
Firefighter showed up and pulled Mitchell out. Unfortunately, his shorts came off and the No, that's just a joke.
No, that's too bad. Kidding. I was gonna say there was a hot dog.
No, don't add stuff.
You know, yeah, stop adding stuff.
I can add stuff. I'm the reporter here.
Okay. She feels even more wrong when you add stuff.
He and Brianne are now officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh, that's so cute. I hope it lasts forever. Their love was discovered on the beach.
Go on.
That was it. That's
no,
the whole
I mean,
thing.
You're doing great. Let's,
you know.
And then his shorts came off.
And the hot dog made its appearance. She loves hot dogs, so it worked out great. Delicious hot dogs.
Stop saying hot.
Hot dogs.
Really, it's shrinkage. It's cold and wet here.
It's cold out here.
Is your job meaningless?
No. Is yours?
Most Americans say no. Mm. A poll found 62% of Americans feel like their job has meaningful impact on the world.
Oh, that's
20% said their job is totally meaningless.
Oh, like who?
Just
what,
a means to an end.
What do they work?
I don't know, but whatever you do, I'll tell you 21. This. Like I've gone to places where I'm really hungry and I get a burrito and I'm like, if someone has made that burrito where everything's mixed in together just right and you're getting good, then you go, this person gave a crap about the burrito they made and I'm glad to have spent $15 on a burrito.
Because that's what burritos cost
right,
these days.
And now, then you go, okay, then there's the other guy who it's like meat on one end and this on the...
Yeah. What the... I know. Spread it out. Have some pride in your burrito-making talents.
You did mean something to me until then, and now you mean nothing to me. Mm. I'm never coming back here again. I'm going to just throw this thing away.
Oh.
Or re-roll it myself.
And just like to use your fingers and spread everything out. Ah, come on, man!
Most Americans, though, do feel like their job has meaning.
Yeah.
College grads are more likely to think their job does make a difference.
Mm.
So were people with classic office jobs that involve meetings and emails.
Oh.
Yeah. Everyone seems to have a cow when I'm not at the meeting, so it does seem to be very important.
I guess it's very important. But I think that even more than like what impact you might have on the world, like I feel like there's a certain satisfaction. Certain jobs have a it can be just the people that you work with or that you find that you're in a good, enjoyable position. Like I think that's as meaningful as whatever it might spread to the world, like having good people to work with in a job that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't mean to add anything to that.
No,
there were no hot dogs in that one, though, so that was good. And I said hot dog. I'm learning.
No, you're not.
Trying.
It's been 100 years we've been telling you it's not a hot dog or a rum.
But it turns out it's a hot tub.
Right. Why is it?
I don't know. I think it has to do, I've been thinking about it. I think it has to do with the repetitive vowel sound. Like, I would never say hot tub. Actually, that didn't feel bad. But hot tub does feel better than, but like I wouldn't say hot dog because it sounds weird. The two ahs, hot dog, hot tub. Never mind. I'll think about it more and let you know.
Right now there's a company in Marin saying, say our name.
Oh, creativeenergy.com. creativeenergy.com. Where the hot tubs are.
Now is where you plug us. Now is where you say it. Say
oh my God.
It. Say it.
Creative Energy. Creative Energy.
Good job.
That's a good company.
Scientists claim to have discovered a new color no one has ever seen before. And then
I've been
I looked at
this.
It and I went,
You've seen it?
It's seafoam green.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's, it's like.
Sarah's Crest, wearing it as we speak.
Crest toothpaste green. Yeah, this is my Britney Spears shirt. And it is basically
you have
the
a
same
Britney
color.
Spears shirt?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Yeah,
I like it. I sleep in it a lot. So I had it
and then you just got out of bed and came to work with it.
Monday.
Like, I want my comfort clothes, my Britney Spears shirt, my oversized hoodie.
All right. Well, no one's mad at you about
okay.
it.
Okay. I just you know, I probably shouldn't have said I slept in the shirt, but I did. So, oh well. I won't wear it again tomorrow.
You slept in that.
I did.
And then you just got up and put pants on.
Yep. Well, and a hoodie.
I don't know how you sleep and doesn't you twist up when you roll over? Isn't it all like
sometimes, but
twisty?
Then I just like, you know, fix it if it gets twisted.
All right.
Thanks for asking though.
No, it's just, I mean, it's interesting to me. I feel like I'm dying.
Do you wear a shirt at
no.
night? Yeah, I like it because I also like to have a t-shirt I can push between my boobs. If I'm on my side, I don't want the skin to be skin to skin.
That's why I use it's one of, well, I got this little thing for between my knees because they say it keeps your back aligned.
Yeah.
But now without it, I feel like my skin's, like my leg skin is touching each other. It's not.
I don't like that either. I use a body pillow, but I put it along my side because I don't want, I use it to almost push me up so that I'm not laying on my face and on my boob. Like I put it to the side underneath. So then this boob's pushed up. This one's hanging down with gravity. I need the t-shirt
in
between.
Management in the night.
There
wow.
is movement. And the bigger your boobs, some people wear a bra to to bed because they're just like, I can't take it. My boobs are in my way.
You both have a lot of management going on there. You got the knee pillow. About? Well, you got the knee peanut. Pillow. Yeah. Oh, well, you don't want your knees touching.
Sleep is very important, and we want to be as comfortable as possible.
I didn't know there was so much can management, though. That's
well, there isn't that much because I've taken steps to alleviate that. Yeah, the T-shirt in between, the pillow underneath, it's all good.
All right.
If you have any further questions, you can text me at 800-400-3697.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. My SIL, a sister-in-law from Mass, says hot dog. It's a Mass hole thing. Says 408.
It is, for sure.
Yeah. 925 says, luckily for Vinny, with his popsicle, nobody had phones with cameras then.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. You probably would have gone viral.
I was just savaging that thing. Do you know what a big stick is? I asked her and she was like, "Yeah, no." And then
he showed it to me. It's very cylindrical. It's not the red, white, and blue rocket pop.
That's what I was thinking too.
Pop. That's okay. Not it. No, this is.
This one's much more like a wiener.
Oh, yes. I do know what a big stick is.
They're orange. Yeah. Mix.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Oh, my God. It's just so good.
Why is no one taping that? He just did it again.
No, I didn't.
What?
What?
Soon enough.
I know. Soon enough, we won't be able to do anything. We'll forget that these cameras are in here.
707 says, I think Snoop took a step back from socials after showing support for Trump, and then so many people posted video of him from 2015-16 bashing any black people who supported Trump.
Oh. Mm.
I feel like Snoop's able to contradict himself and pretty much just do anything he wants. He's as Teflon as it gets.
Because he has definitely done some things that I went, uh-oh.
Right.
Snoop's.
Vinny's wheeze laugh makes me wheeze laugh. LOL. Nikki in San Diego.
Oh, hey, Nikki in San Diego. Gaga. I assume on the Odyssey app.
Yeah. Gaga was killer. I had to tune in both weekends because her show was unlike anything I've seen. A true artist. Gaga is amazing. If you guys ever have a chance to see Gaga, you will love her show.
Whatever station has that going on, you should be listening to that.
Mm. Right. I do hear game show music, so yeah. I guess it's time to game.
All right, you get to pick what you want to hear. I have two different things. I have like a true or false, like a Monday edition. Did this happen or am I just sleep deprived? And then I have a true death, true or false. Stories of death, true or false. So which one would you like? Monday stuff or true death?
Maddie, you pick.
I like Monday. It's Monday.
Monday, all right.
It's on topic.
Monday it is. Okay, so just tell me, is this a real story? This is not like last week when I did a real story from this week. This is just, is this a real story or not? A man in Ohio legally changes his name to Captain Monday in an attempt to rebrand the day. A man in Ohio legally changed his name to Captain Monday in an attempt to rebrand the day. What do you think, guys? True or false?
True.
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 It's false. Monday is statistically the most common day for heart attacks.
False.
True.
False.
It's true. Maddie is in the lead. Maddie, he's in the lead.
Woohoo.
Garfield the cat was originally created as a pro Monday mascot.
False.
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 That is right. He is famously anti-Monday, pro-lasagna. The word Monday comes from Old English for...
Did you hear Bob laugh at that? She loved that joke.
Oh, you like that one? You know about Garfield?
A little.
Yeah. No, like pro-lasagna, though. Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with lasagna.
Yeah, yeah. Delicious. That's what got me.
Mm. All right. Mm. I liked it.
The word Monday comes from Old English for Moon's Day.
False.
That's false.
False.
That's true.
Oh,
it's connected to lunar worship. Don't ask me. Sorry. I don't know. I'm just kidding. There's a cult in Sweden that only celebrates Mondays. Their day is Mondays. They fast, they chant, and they wear beige. A cult in Sweden that only celebrates
Wait,
Mondays.
I'm not sure I understand. So do they call 7 days a week as Monday, or do they just celebrate one day and then all the other days they're bummed out?
I think that they do all of their gathering and celebrating on Mondays.
Like
there's a cult in
like
Sweden.
Like that's their Sunday.
I'm reading you the thing that... Okay, yes. It's like their Sunday. There's a cult in Sweden that only celebrates Mondays.
Oh, true.
Those Swedes.
Fast chant and wear beige. You say true, Bobby?
Yes.
I'll say true.
False.
And false is correct. And we are now tied for first place. Maddie
Look
and
how pleased
Vinny.
He is with himself.
I got one.
Does puff up. All right. Most people don't smile until 11:16 a.m. on Mondays. This is a UK study. Actually, came up with this. Most people don't smile until 11:16 a.m. on Mondays. Most people aren't doing morning shows.
People I'm going to say that is couldn't be more false.
False.
Why not? I'll say true.
It is true. Some UK That's study, actually. I know. BS. I agree.
You're telling me someone doesn't smile when their waffles get put down in front of them?
Yeah.
How are they getting waffles on Monday unless they made them themselves and then they're super bummed out they had to do their own cooking?
Because all the restaurants are closed.
You go to a restaurant every morning on a Monday?
If I could, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't. You can't eat at a restaurant every breakfast. God, it's crazy. Okay, here's the next one. In 2018... can't eat at breakfast. That's like, I don't know. Breakfast is like...
People, plenty of people... You never saw Seinfeld? Those boys went to that restaurant
that diner.
Every
that
single
is true.
Day.
Yeah, that's true. They all seemed fine. In 2018...
Actually, they did not. I know. Go on.
In 2018, a zoo in Australia named a koala Monday because he hated being touched. In 2018, a zoo in Australia named a koala Monday because he hated being touched.
I'll go true. It's so random.
False.
I'm going to say true.
It is false, and we are tied. Vinny and Maddie tied.
What a comeback!
Has only gotten one right. Surprising. She was winning a lot last week. This week, she's a loser. On average, people complain 34% more on Mondays on Twitter than any other day. On average, people complain on Mondays 34% more on Twitter than any other day.
I say true that.
True.
False.
True is the correct answer by a score of 4-3-2.
Maddie,
hey, Vinny. Vinny, look over here. Look at me.
I am reading what the people had to say.
All right. That was a fun one.
He is wearing lavender today, and he looks particularly handsome as a winner.
Thank you, sir.
In purple.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen all day. Keep it here on the Alice. Jane's got a great show planned for you. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, we have like a crazy big announcement and some stuff to give away tomorrow.
Is that right?
Hear about? Yes. All Very right. important. We'll see you then.
Thank you.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.